Welcome to Amber Energy, the podcast. Each episode, we talk about what it takes to be the best entrepreneur you can be and how to take your business or your client's business to the next level when it comes to graphic design, branding, and so much more. Let's get started. Welcome to Amber Energy. This is episode number 11. My name is Rachel Sedwick. I am one of your co-hosts and I'm joined by the amazing Amber Jacobs, our CEO and creative director and other co-host of Amber Energy. How are you doing, Amber?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm excited for this podcast episode because we're probably going to get a little more personal than we have so far on the podcast. Obviously, past episodes, we've talked about your life as a mom. We recently released that hashtag working mom, fighting the hashtag episode, and that got pretty personal. So I'm excited for this one because it is about change and embracing change instead of resisting it. Now we're talking about this because you, in particular, have gone through a huge change most recently, but also just a lot of really big changes in the last couple of years, and as have I. So let's, before we get to the topic, because there's a lot to cover on this one, let's go through highlights for the week, keep on our regular habit of doing highlights, and see what positive things can you bring from this week. I know it's hard.
Positive things to the weeks that I'm excited about is that I'm meeting up with some good people here in the greater Boise area. So I'm meeting up with the president of the chambers this afternoon and have some really big things on the docket to start networking here in the greater Boise area.
Excellent. Yes. You just moved to the Boise area. You moved to Napa, which we will talk about because that is the biggest change in your life that's happened recently. Well, that's awesome. That'll provide lots of great things for the business. Obviously, networking is a huge part of any business, but especially businesses like graphic design, which we are in. So my highlight from the week, you know, last week really just kicked my ass. I lost my wallet. I had some injuries happen, just not a great week. So this week, the main highlight is just like, I woke up on Monday ready to kick ass and do everything I needed to do. And I was very productive yesterday and I feel much better overall about this week. So that's my highlight is I don't feel like trash.
So you're healing.
I'm here. I'm alive. So let's talk about change. Your most recent change, talk about it. You just moved to Idaho from Washington State, your whole family.
I know. I lived in Washington my entire life. I was born and raised, raised in Port Archer, went to school in Bellingham, and then started my career in the greater Seattle area. So, my husband and I made a huge life change to move from Washington State to Idaho. So here we are in Southern Idaho, Napa. And we moved here as of May 1. And that's probably the biggest change of my entire life. Like, I mean, I've, you know, gone to college and that was a big change. And, you know, I got married and that was a big change. And I've definitely had some big changes where like we've had kids. Those are huge changes, but this is like the biggest lifestyle change that we've ever made, I would say. I've never packed up and moved. Like I've moved a lot of times, like just me and, Nolan and I have moved. But this is a big family change.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you had both your sons in your last house, right? While living in the last house.
Yeah, that's why it was so emotional because we brought home two babies to that last house. Yeah. So it was very meaningful and it meant a lot to us. It was the first home that Nolan and I purchased together. Mm-hmm. So it was a big deal. And then this is a big deal. This is a second home that now we are choosing for our family. So it's bigger than just us. It's like, what do we want to spend time in moving forward and where do we want to raise our children?
Yeah. So let's get into the why on this change, kind of since you just touched on it. Why did you choose to make this huge, uncomfortable change for yourself?
Right. I mean, I feel like every year, a couple things. So like every year, I'm like a broken record. I really dislike the weather in Washington. Every year I'm like, I hate this weather. It's depressing. It's dreary, you know, from November to like pretty much through June. It's like wet, rainy, and gray.
And dark.
And when you have two boys, young boys rather, young children, doesn't matter if they're boys, but young children, and they are constantly stuck inside due to the weather, because, you know, when Nolan and I, if it's rainy, we'll just go out on a hike anyways, but you don't bring an infant who can't really move very well, or a three-year-old who can't really move very fast out on a hike in the rain. Yeah. Or like other activities. So they're constantly stuck inside. So there's four of us stuck inside all winter long for long months from November through June. And honestly, it's terrible. So personally, yeah. I hated it before we had kids. And then when we had kids, I hated it even more because now we really can't go outside. And so I just felt stuck inside all the time. So I guess we moved big mostly for like better, more sunshine weather, warmer weather, sunshine weather, and just more space. It felt like the greater Seattle area, just progress was coming really, really too much too fast. And so we were just done with the progress a little bit. We wanted to slow down a little bit, maybe go a little bit more like farm life. So we chose Napa, which is the outskirts of Boise, which has got a lot more rural farmland, farm country. Progress hasn't quite hit as hard around here. So we just kind of wanted to slow it down a little bit, get out of the hustle bustle. So here we are.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think those are awesome reasons. I think sometimes people will kind of, if you've lived in an area your whole life and say something like the weather is really bothering you, like it has been for you. People just think like, well, I've lived here all my life. I probably shouldn't move. Right. Like, it's not that bad. And then you say that every year. And then every summer you say, it's not that bad. But like you said, the broken record thing, we recently touched on this on your social media too, is like, if you keep complaining about something, nothing is going to make it better until you change. Like, it's not just going to magically get better. And if you keep thinking that it will, but don't actually change what you're doing or how you're doing it, then like, you're going to probably keep complaining and keep getting frustrated at yourself because you live in this, you know, dreary gray area. And I mean, it's never going to be better.
The summers are like epic, like beautiful. It's lush, so beautiful. Green. But like to live that way from majority of the year for 4 months. So you're talking July, August, September, October. So you're talking, you're going to live most of the year in dreariness for 4 good months is like not quite a very good trade.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's important too. Like a lot of people love that. A lot of people like don't love sunshine. I've learned of people, I've met people in the past who have moved away from that area and then come back because they really didn't like sunshine as much as they liked just the rain and the smell of rain and the feeling and the beauty of Seattle. Like there's trade-offs in every big move or change. Right. And for you, the trade-off was like, not worth it, right? You want more sunshine. Of that sunshine. You want more space.
Warmer. I want sunshine. I want, you know, better temperature for my kids. I don't want them stuck inside every day. Like that sucks.
Yeah. So, you have priorities and that's how you made that decision.
So gotta move. We did it. It's hard. It's crazy. It's a lot. But I think we made the right decision.
Yeah. I think you did too. I also recently moved, not quite as recent, but I moved from Washington State, because we both met there, to Texas. So now I'm in Texas and you're in Idaho, and I moved for a lot of the same reasons. I really wanted, for me, I wanted a big change. I had gone through a divorce in 2020 and, or 2020 to 2021. And I had felt
Well aware.
I'm just telling our listeners, I'm an under 30 divorcee. So, hashtag under 30 divorce club. So I went through that. And for those of you that know, or have been through that kind of thing, you know, it's like, it is a huge change and you start to think about your life in different ways. And like, all of a sudden I was on my own. I didn't have anyone else to really think about as far as like who I need to consider for like, if I want to move. I had a lot of friends in Washington and I loved them very dearly, you included, but it was really like, I knew I needed that change. I also wanted warmer weather. I've always loved warmer weather, and had trouble with the seasonal depression stuff that comes when you live in that kind of area. And I grew up going to Texas a lot because my family was from there, or half of my family was from there. And I always remembered how different the people are. And that was a big thing for me that I kind of got reminded of when I visited Texas again, when I was still thinking about moving. I visited Dallas like around this time last year. And I was just blown away by the differences in the people you meet and how much friendly they were. And, you know, no shade thrown at Seattleites, but I think we all know that people are a little passive aggressive and moody. Yeah. And I got enough friends, I don't need any more, you know?
Yeah, the Seattle freeze is a true thing.
Yes, absolutely. And so I was also looking for that, looking for just like a kind of friendlier, nicer, better vibe, more positive vibe in general. And I'm, in addition to working with Amber Design, I'm big in the fitness industry and I'm a bodybuilder, and the fitness community is huge in Texas. So that was another kind of added bonus for me. So yeah, I made that change. I did have a boyfriend move with me and we're still together and loving Texas, but the biggest thing for me was like, I need to do this for myself and just,
I think it was a good call for you.
Yeah. You're very happy now.
Like ready to like leave that past, that chapter, not the past, yes. That chapter behind you and move along to something that's going to make your heart feel better.
Yeah. And it absolutely did. But it also came with a lot of difficulties and hardships. Like I think you're experiencing right now which is like, you kind of have those thoughts like, oh man, what did I do? Like, oh shit, that was expensive. I remember thinking like a couple months in, wow, I spent so much money on that move. And I'm not really any better right now. You know, like you realize how much it set you back in certain things like finances or like friendships or personal things. And it's hard to embrace that change and realize like, yes, I totally did the right thing no matter what, you know.
What was the easiest part?
The easiest part of moving?
Yeah, for you.
Man, I don't know. It was, I would say like getting into a routine that was going to like help me thrive was probably pretty easy. I was at the same time in the middle of a bodybuilding prep. And so for those of you who don't know, like when you're in that kind of intense diet phase, you're very routine driven. And so it was easy for me to just like get into a routine right away. They actually say that it's usually easier for you to establish new habits when you're in a new environment. And so I took that as an opportunity to like set more intentions with my morning routine. Like I started taking an early morning walk when I used to wait until like midday to take a walk. I started, I realized the power of like sunlight first thing in the morning versus sunlight later in the morning or later in the day. So I started like going for a walk outside and getting sunshine right away. And that really, just small things like that really improved my quality of life and helped me get past the kind of suckier parts of the move.
Yep.
Yeah. The worst part I would say was the fact that when we got into town, like I didn't have any furniture. We didn't have any friends to hang out with. There was like nothing in my home for like 3 weeks until I finally got furniture. So like,
remember you were sleeping on the floor.
Yes. I was sleeping on the floor. It was not fun, but we got it through. And I think that's one of the biggest parts of like embracing change is having, not necessarily having faith, but like having faith or having confidence in your ability to overcome the hard shit. And getting into a place where you can really like enjoy your new life or enjoy what comes from the change. How about you?
Right now, I think the easiest part was like, yes, I love this house. Let's do it.
Yeah. The house is beautiful. The house is awesome for sure.
Love the house, love the property. The neighbors are really, really great. We had a fire that we had, was a Friday night and we had like six neighbors over.
Yeah.
And so that was probably a really fun way to meet the neighbors and the community. So, that's been like all the fun part and like the easy part. But honestly, or I guess also like what's also kept it easy is that we've tried to keep the boys into our rhythm, like our morning rhythm of like getting ready and going off to school / preschool, daycare, and like making that our same morning routine to not get the boys too much out of routine.
Yeah.
So we kind of try to keep mostly our routine of sorts of like, okay, we get up, we eat breakfast, we go to school or work. And you know, we work and then we play all afternoon, whether it goes for a walk or the park or, you know, dinner. So we kind of keep the overall scheme of things sort of the same.
Yeah.
But what's new is just everything in my house is in a new location. And so just kind of like, gosh, where did I put that thing? And the boxes seem endless and you know, decor is not on the wall the way that I like it, but we're all going to get there and we're working through it. You know, we got projects galore, whereas like, you know, our last house, we felt like pretty buttoned up after 4 years being there. Mm-hmm. Like all the projects were done. The housing and the decoring was just the way that we liked it. And then we're like, just kidding. We're going to move to Idaho. Start over. We had spent a lot of time in our yard making it the way that we wanted it and landscaping and a pergola. Yeah. And so like all these things that we wanted, right. Just the way we wanted it. And then we're like, no, we're going to start over and do it all over again.
Yeah. Well, that kind of brings us to one of our subjects here is like the difference between a forced change and a willful change, like a change you really want. I think moving and like the way that you have moved your whole family and you're going through like cool stuff, but also really hard stuff. Is that even though you willfully did this, you guys wanted to do it, no one was forcing you, it does kind of feel like a forced change, right? Because all of these things are like kind of outside of your control right now. Like there's just not enough time in the day to unpack your entire house and get it all perfectly decorated. When you have two kids, a husband that travels for work a lot, and you are running a business. So like talk about that a little bit.
You just did it. Yeah, no, it is a lot like maintaining all of this. Nolan is out of town right now in Fresno for business, and that's just the nature of being a regional sales manager. So that's what he's doing. And then, you know, I hold down the fort right now, so I'm keeping the kids in routine and they go off to daycare and preschool while I work all day, and then, you know, pick them up and do all the fun things in the afternoon, and dinner and repeat, rinse, repeat throughout the week. So that's what we're doing right now. I know it's all self-inflicted, right? So we chose to come out here, and, you know, we don't know a lot of people yet, but we will. You know, we've joined up with the gym that we like. So we're going to start becoming regulars, and that's how we typically make a lot of friends. Obviously going to the park, being, you know, meeting other parents is how we make friends. So we're just going to start getting involved in the community and, seeing where it takes us. I know we'll get there, but right now it's just a little uncomfortable because it's not routine. Right. So it's just hard because it's uncomfortable. And so, we're learning to embrace the uncomfortableness. That's why people don't move jobs. That's why people don't move, period, because it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It's out of your routine, it's out of your rhythm, and that can be really cumbersome to a lot of humans.
Yeah. Well, like you just said, like, that's why people don't move jobs. Like, a lot of people stay in jobs they hate because they're just like so scared of what you're going through right now. Yeah, they're so scared of the pain of change that they'd rather take the pain of not liking their life. So
it's crazy. They'll stay in a crappy job that they hate and complain about all the time just because they don't want to put together their resume and interview and change jobs.
Yeah. Or, it's, you know, wild. They don't want to leave a toxic relationship because it's too hard to think about like, well, what would I do? Like, I have to move out and I would have to go through all this, you know.
Yeah, I got an apartment. Pain. I got to find an apartment. I got to move. I got to do all these things myself. I got to afford just myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can be a little scary because it's like, oh shit, I don't want to buck the system because like to change is a little daunting and overwhelming, right? Yeah. Like change can be hard.
Well, and I think that's honestly one of the biggest sources of just people's unhappiness or, you know, discontent with their lives is because they're afraid to change and they're not confident enough in themselves to be able to handle the change. And, you know, you need to be confident about what you want. And if you recognize the fact that like, you feel like a broken record, like you've felt and like I've felt, if you feel like a broken record, like whether you're complaining to yourself, your loved ones, your friends are telling you that, that's what's going on, then like, that's the sign that
I know, I hate
something needs to change.
If I hear myself complain about a thing too many times, I'm like, God, I just got to either check it off my list. I got to make it happen. Like, I got to stop complaining about this. This is bullshit. I hate hearing other people complain about the same things all the time. I'll be hell if I'm going to be that person.
Yeah.
So I will never be the person that complains about the same thing again and again and again and again. Cause I hate hearing myself here. I hate hearing myself say the complaint. Cause I'm like, oh, it's unacceptable. Make a change. You're not a tree. You can move, make a change. It's okay. Yeah. You're going to make it.
Yeah, exactly. And, I think the way that you get more willing, like get more confident in making the change, a big part of it is like making the change thoughtfully and carefully. Like, you guys didn't just like pack up your car and move to Idaho. Like, you thought about it for months and you did a lot of research, and same with me. Like, I visited Texas and visited a couple cities before I decided on Dallas. And I, you know, hired someone to help me find an apartment, and I looked at all the pros and cons of each. I, you know, got quotes for the moving company. Like, we have to do all of these things. And yes, it's cumbersome and it's hard, but like, what's the other alternative? You either do all that and it's kind of hard for a little bit, but then you're happier in the end because you did what you wanted to do, or you just stay in whatever your situation was before, not super happy and just kind of like going through the motions. And you have to choose. Like, I choose the hard, choose what kind of hard or what kind of pain you want to be in. The pain of staying the same and never changing and just staying with whatever is going on in the situation you're unhappy with, or choosing the hard that is actually going through the change.
Well, it's the same thing like you do, like we do, you do with your clients, what we've done with fitness, right? Like, you don't like something about your physique or your health or whatever, you have to make a change. And then change can be-
doesn't happen by accident.
Food changes or lifestyle activity changes. Sometimes they're not fun.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to make them if you want to make a change to your physique or your health.
Yeah.
You know, similarly with like my lifestyle, I was unhappy living in Washington for those reasons. And it's like, I had to make a change. Like, I can't do this anymore. I have to make a change. So here we are.
A big part of it too, that I think is like something that a lot of people have struggles with, like people pleasers. Like, where are people pleasers at, right? A lot of people live for other people. They don't live for themselves, or they live very much for other people and pleasing others. So like, I know you are going through this right now. I obviously went through this when I moved, but people being really resistant to the change you want to make, like family really not being happy about you moving.
Very much not accepting of the reasons why you're moving. And not being supportive of that, and not being flexible with you.
Well, and you know, risking the relationship too. So like, you know, you are really great at, you know, keeping relationships alive, however far away they are, right? Because you put in effort. A lot of people don't want to put in that effort. They just want you to stay close because, or they want you to stay in the job or the relationship or whatever change you're talking about, just for their own comfort. Because they are really resistant to the change because it's uncomfy for them, and they're not in the place yet for them to embrace a change or change their life or something like that. So then they're watching you make the change that you really want to do for your life, and that makes them upset, uncomfortable, and it usually results in just lack of support on their end, which sucks.
So it's just like, you can kind of like either get on board with it and like be positive and join us. Or I guess you can be resentful. I mean, I guess it'll put stress on the relationship because I mean, there really isn't a choice. Like, this is what we're doing, and you can either jump on board or not. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
That's not a choice to the matter anymore. Like, we are here now.
Yeah.
And we could figure it out together, and we can, you know, meet in the middles, or we can, you know, plan trips, and we can figure it out, or plan, you know, FaceTime or whatever it is to see each other, to make it work for in the interims until we can see each other in person. But, we're here, this is happening.
Yeah. Yeah. I truly believe.
You had a good quote that you made in social that, about, you know, doing the same thing again and again and expecting different results.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, that's the definition of
Insanity
is doing the same thing over and over again, like trying to climb a wall in the same exact way, or trying to like do something in the same way, thinking that it'll be different one day. Like, change doesn't happen on accident. You have to do something different to make it different.
It's not working. You got to keep moving and keep doing a different direction.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think with people, going back to the people thing, the people that are meant to be in your life are the people that like are there for you and want to support you no matter what. Like, yeah, they want to see you happy, and they want you to do the things that make you happy, even if it makes their lives a little harder or different or whatever. And I think that's a hard lesson to learn as the person who is making the change, because it might mean that you're losing a friendship. Might mean that. Yeah.
Chapters, like friends come in chapters, right? Yes, so you've like different phases of your life come with different friends, and like, you know, friends come and go with the chapters of your life. And those that, you know, really, you know, value you, or, you know, vice versa, reciprocation, like they stick around. So there's some things that, you know, some friends stay constant, while others, you know, drop out.
Come and go. Yeah, exactly. So what does embracing change look like? I think we've talked about this a little bit, but like one thing that I come across with a lot of like my fitness and health clients is like, if you are resisting it mentally, it will not happen physically. Like, what you want to happen physically, it will not happen. And I think that can trickle into any other type of like non-body related thing too. Is like, if you're constantly letting yourself stress about how hard this change is, and you're not like working actively on changing your mindset about it, you're going to keep being unhappy, or you're going to keep being stressed or anxious or whatever.
Yeah. You have to get out of your head. Like, yes, this is hard, but it's going to be worth it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't have like resilience to the change that you just made, or resistance. What you want.
Resilience.
Yes. Resistance.
You want resilience.
Yes. Sorry.
Resilience is a good thing.
Oh, my words. Dang it.
Amberism.
I think I need to break my fast and like have some food.
Probably. But yeah, you want resilience. You don't want resistance. The more you resist something, the harder it'll keep being.
Yeah. So it's like, all right, yeah, this is hard, but we're going to get into a new rhythm. It's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to get into a routine. We'll figure it out. We always do. You just got to keep moving, because keep put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah. Keep trying to make every day like a little bit better.
Everyday home improvement, right? So never stop home improving. You just kind of keep making improvements, little things every day, you know, unpack a box every day, unpack one thing, or get one little thing better in your life that wasn't as good of a flow the day before. So you figure out your better flow, and you figure out ways to make things easier on yourself. So that way, little place you're making. So you're just carving out our own little piece of paradise here.
Yeah. Well, and you're making all of this stuff worth it. Like, you have to make it worth it eventually. It can't be this like stuck with boxes everywhere forever. Like, that would suck, and you wouldn't ever get anything done. So you have to do the things, even if it's small movements every day, small things.
Little things, little clear steps. Little steps lead to big things. So,
and like reminding yourself of why you did this. Like we talked about earlier in the episode, why did I move? Why did we want to do this? Why did we uproot our lives? And there was strong reasons. Cause like, you don't just do that on a whim, for the most part. You don't just do it on a whim when you have houses and all the things that you have and everything.
Well, going back to it, you know, Nolan and I, you know, when we've been together since 2010, you know, we've always wanted to live somewhere else together. Mm-hmm. We'd visit friends in Arizona. We'd visit friends, you know, we'd go travel and go see different states, over the years. And we're like, oh man, this would be so nice to live here. This would be so nice to live here. And then, you know, Nolan, you know, travels for work. He's got, Utah and Colorado as some of his territories. We're like, oh, this would be nice to live here too. And so we've kind of always had the tease of the thought to like move in another state. But the reasons why we didn't was because of family, right? So we got our folks that live in Washington, and we knew we wanted to have kids.
Yeah.
So, you know, we like the idea of having grandparents, you know, in the same state. But as, you know, life kept moving, we're like, man, we're really just not happy here in Washington.
Yeah.
And so unfortunately, these cons are outweighing the pros, and we gotta go.
Yeah.
So some people didn't think we were gonna be serious about moving, but yeah, we sure did call their bluff.
Yep, you got there.
We
sure did call their bluff.
We did it. It's done.
Yeah, that kind of makes me think about, so there's this, in order to have a change and like make it work and make it actually worth your while and like, you know, not be unhappy with it at the end, like truly change your life in the way you want to change it, you have to like do it in a certain way. Like you have to think about it clearly. You have to weigh the pros and cons, and you have to set clear goals with it. You know, what were some of your guys' goals that like in moving, other than just like getting to the nicer weather, like, do you have new goals now that you're in a new place, like for your family and for your business?
New goals. Well, we just want to be a more outdoorsy. We want to probably get the kids more involved in some outdoor activities, like more all year round type stuff. So, goals like that. Yeah. Just kind of more family outdoor activities on the weekends, because it's nicer weather all year round. So we can camp and hike and, do all of those types of things year round now that we couldn't only do in 4 months before. So I think we're just going to kind of be able to extend and be happy doing the things that we love to do more, year round.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. For me, that was similar, as like wanting to do more things out and about, but also like have one of my goals and like to get to the point where I could move to Texas was like, I wanted to be able to work fully remotely. And so that was kind of what I did in the first half of 2021, is I like, okay, I really want to move, and I know I want to move out of state, but like at the time I was an executive assistant for a real estate property management firm. And I started doing a little bit of work for you, and that was kind of in the works. And I'd also started coaching. So I was slowly getting there. And then there was like a point where it clicked, and I was like, I really could just work fully from home. I don't have to work for a big company, big employer. I could work fully for myself. It'll be hard, but like, I want that hard in order to like be able to move and not have to like get a job with like a company down there and then, you know, get to the point. Like I wanted to do that then so that it would allow me to have that ability to move.
Yeah. That freedom. Right. So like this kind of having remote life has like sort of some time freedom to it, kind of attached to it. And like, yeah, financial and time freedom.
Yeah. For me a lot, like so much of my adult life, I've kind of had that want to have more freedom, like have my own business, whatever it was. I've gone through like all sorts of different things that I've thought of as like a business that I would have, or that I would enjoy running for myself or working in. And there was always this back of my mind thought of like, you can't do that. That's going to take a long time. Like it's going to take a while. You're probably not going to get there for like 10 years. Like do what you're like, I really had that thought about myself. Like I could never online coach and do that full time. I could never just like work as a contractor in like a bunch of different little areas. Like that would be crazy. And it wasn't until I started like seeing like how much work I could do for you, but also the coaching thing that blew up pretty fast, and I didn't really expect it to. And so when it started increasing and like getting better and easier for me, I was like, well, I think I actually could do this. And then I was able to quit my job. And that was the big turning point for me to realize like, I am ready for this change. And like, I do really want to move, and I either have to move when my lease is up in October or stay another year here or something like that. Because it's like, that's another thing. So you have to think about the logical stuff too, is like, you know, when is your lease up? When can you sell your home? Or when should you sell your home? When can you buy a home? Are you going to build? Or are you going to...
It's never a good time, right? Sometimes it's never a good time.
Exactly.
So sometimes you just have to rip off that Band-Aid and just get going.
Yeah, like it is truly never a good time.
Like it's with anything though. Like if you wait for quote good timing to have, to do or have anything, it's never a good timing. I feel like it's like, of course, whenever I'm going to make a big change, it's just like, oh, of course these other crazy things happen to you, because life still happens while you make changes.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course that happened. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh yes. And it happens in threes and sometimes more actually, if you're, you know.
Yeah. Like the week before you moved across country, I believe you were doing a speaking event, like the last day you were allowed to be in your house, something like that.
Oh yeah. I did that. Yeah,
you did a remote speaking event for Adorim live in front of like 12,000 people, something around those lines.
Oh, and I also did like a video shoot in my house
and a video before leaving. Shoot.
We did a video shoot, you know, so I was doing some big business stuff while moving and staging and moving and packing and all of the things. It was pretty nuts. But you know, life still happens while you're doing it, right? You still gotta
keep your lights on. You still gotta do your business,
you know, market myself as a business, you know. Yeah. So just because we chose to move doesn't mean that, you know, life pauses for you to do it.
Yeah.
Life still happens.
It's very rare that you truly get to pause your life completely before doing something like that. You know, some people listening, like maybe they are able to do that and they have like plenty of money or whatever set aside to just like not work or like not focus on any of that stuff like, while they
do I mean, I can't move. Take time off to, to move. I couldn't take time off to do this. So I got to maintain work and doing all this at the same time.
Yeah.
Cause that's the life I've chosen.
Yeah. But I mean, that's the importance of being flexible, just like in everyday life, but especially when you're going through a big change, is like, make it easier on yourself by like having systems set in place, you know, having your routines, still taking care of yourself health-wise, you know, getting all your shit done, ducks in a row. But also be able to be flexible and like react in a way that is like productive when shit does hit the fan, or when you have to, you know, change courses or something like that, something comes up or a kid gets sick or, you know, whatever might pop up.
Life happens. Life Tetris. I think, you know, you have to get really, really good at life. Like things come at you all day and day. And, you know, you have to just keep adjusting and being adapting to those changes that come at you. Like redirect. Okay. I thought this was going to happen like this today. And just kidding.
It's not.
So you have to be like, okay, you know, pull your shoelaces up and away we go, because sometimes things just take more priority than others.
Yeah. And sometimes it's not an option to just like let stuff go, like let them like, never mind, I just won't deal with that. Like you don't have an option when you're like in escrow and like you have kids that are screaming at you and you have clients that are, they have deadlines. Like there's just not a whole lot of room for saying, oh, I'll just let that go for now. You know?
No. Yes. And like, there's things that you have like back, you know, there's to-do lists that you'd like to get done, like that go on the back burner and that just happens, but hopefully you can get back to them eventually.
Yeah.
Get them back on the front burner.
So, and,
So I'm just, you know, learning to try to give myself a little bit of grace and it's going to work itself out. It's going to be okay.
It's all going to be okay. I think it's important to tell me
at 80 degrees here today.
That is a positive.
That is nice.
Yeah. And it's important to like see the positives and like remind yourselves of that why, that beginning why that you started with, but also like not only just hope for it to be okay. Like hope is not a strategy. You have to like do the things and do the actions to make it better. And take it like step by step by step, right? Right now it's really frustrating because everything is in a different place for you in your house. So what are some small things you can do to help that? You know, maybe it's putting labels on kitchen drawers for a week to remember, or maybe it's something else, but like little things that you can do to like reduce your stress and anxiety about stuff, I think is really important for people to take away from this is like, don't resist the change, like embrace it, but make it easier on yourself in any way possible.
We're kind of on a mini vacation, I guess, is what we're on a temporary vacation right now. We're
just and also like, don't be afraid to ask for help. Asking for help is important, whether it's just like asking a friend for time to vent to them, or asking for help from, you know, a colleague or your significant other or a friend, like if they can help in any way to like make the change easier or something. Sometimes you'd be surprised by, you know, how much the people that love you want to help you.
It's true.
Yeah. So any closing thoughts on this changes episode?
Changes. Changes.
I knew this would happen.
It's okay. It's a good thing. This is Amber Energy, the podcast, where we've got way too much energy for our own good. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Wonderful. No, I think it's good. Change is hard. Change is good. It's good to shake things up. So we have done it. We can add our badge to our collar here, and we've done it. Go us.
Go us. And go anyone listening who's going through change or thinking about going through a big change, like whether it's moving or leaving a job, leaving a significant other, figuring starting a fitness journey, whatever it is. If you're a business and you need to change, like get a rebrand, like a new logo, like there's lots of changes out in the world that you could do to improve your life. And don't be afraid of it. Like you only have this life. You may not have tomorrow. And if you want to get better or be better or make more money or do more things and have more happiness in your life, like chances are you need to change or something needs to change in order to make that happen. It just doesn't, like, we can't all just be lucky or like rely on luck or fate or whatever it is. You got to make the change and like make things happen and take action. It's super important.
Take action. There you go. Perfect.
Yeah. So, thank you all for listening. This is episode 11, Changes of Amber Energy. If you ever have a topic that you want us to cover, please let us know. You can find Amber all over the place. Awesome Amber Design on Instagram, on LinkedIn. Reach out to us. You can go to our website, www.awesomeamber.com. And if you're a business owner in need of any branding or design work, then that is what we do. We'd love to hear from you, hear about your projects that you need help on, whether it's a logo refresh, website design, brand identity, print, all of the things that you can think of.
Marketing,
all of it. Reach out to us, shoot us a line. We're excited to see you and pair you with some beautiful branding. If you're listening to a platform that offers reviews or ratings, please give us a rating. Let us know that you're listening. Share us on social media. And again, thank you all for listening. We will be back in a couple weeks with a new episode. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye-bye. Cheers.